199.
O ye sincere ones, ye longing ones, ye who are drawn as if magnetized, ye who have risen up to serve the cause of God, to exalt his word and scatter his sweet savours far and wide. I have read your excellent letter, beautiful as to style, eloquent as to words, profound as to meaning. And I praised God and thanked him for having come to your aid and enabled you to serve him in his wide-spreading vineyard. Ere long shall your faces be bright with the radiance of your supplications and your worship of God, your prayers unto him, and your humility and selflessness in the presence of the friends. He will make of your assemblage a magnet that will draw unto you the bright rays of divine confirmations that shine out from his kingdom of glory. It is incumbent upon you to ponder in your hearts and meditate upon his words, and humbly to call upon him and to put away self in his heavenly cause. These are the things that will make of you signs of guidance unto all mankind, and brilliant stars shining down from the all-highest horizon, and towering trees in the Abhar paradise. Know ye that Abdu'l-Bahá dwelleth in continual delight. To have been lodged in this faraway prison is for me exceeding joy. By the life of Bahá, this prison is my supernal paradise. It is my cherished goal, the comfort of my bosom, the bliss of my heart. It is my refuge, my shelter, my asylum, my safe haven. And within it do I exult amid the hosts of heaven and the company on high. Rejoice in my bondage, O ye friends of God, for it soweth the seeds of freedom. Rejoice at my imprisonment, for it is the wellspring of salvation. Be ye glad on account of my travail, for it leadeth to eternal ease. By the Lord God, I would not exchange this prison for the throne of the whole world, nor give up this confinement for pleasures and pastimes in all the fair gardens on earth. My hope is that out of the Lord's abundant grace, his munificence and loving kindness, I may in his pathway be hanged against the sky, that my heart may become the target for 1,000 bullets, or that I may be cast into the depths of the sea, or be left to perish on desert sands. This is what I long for most. This is my supreme desire. It refresheth my soul. It is balm for my breast. It is the very solace of mine eyes. As for you, O ye lovers of God, make firm your steps in his cause, with such resolve that ye shall not be shaken, though the direst of calamities assail the world. By nothing, under no conditions, be ye perturbed. Be ye anchored fast as the high mountains, be stars that dawn over the horizon of life. Be bright lamps in the gatherings of unity, be souls humble and lowly in the presence of the friends, be innocent in heart. Be ye symbols of guidance and lights of godliness, severed from the world, clinging to the handhold that is sure and strong, spreading abroad the spirit of life, riding the ark of salvation. Be ye daysprings of generosity, dawning points of the mysteries of existence, sites where inspiration alighteth, rising places of splendours, souls that are sustained by the Holy Spirit, enamoured of the Lord, detached from all save him, holy above the characteristics of humankind, clothed in the attributes of the angels of heaven, that ye may win for yourselves the highest bestowal of all in this new time, this wondrous age. by the life of Baha. Only he who is severed from the world shall achieve this ultimate grace. He who is a captive of divine love, empty of passion and self, from every aspect true unto his God, humble, lowly, supplicating, in tears, submissive in the presence of the Lord.